Everyone involved with the fighter says it was Mark Wahlberg who kept the project alive, a project that was always in danger of collapse.
I just thought it would make for an amazing movie.
Dickie's a junk bag.
Hey.
He's a junk bag.
Why am I the problem? I'm his blood. I'm his family. I'm the one fighting, okay? Not you, not you, and not you.
The Fighter has 7 Oscar nominations, including Best Picture, Original Screenplay, and a nod for directing to David O. Russell.
Bleach blonde mother with 7 bleach blonde sisters who form a gang, and they train 2 brothers. The redheaded bartender, who's sexy, she comes in and says to the younger brother, "You need a better way." And he says, "How can you say that about my family?" And there's the movie.
The Fighter is the true story of 2 brothers, Dickie Eklund and Mickey Ward, who come together to train for an historic title bout. Mickey is on his way up, and Dickie is on his way down. Throw in a tough mom and an iron-willed girlfriend, and the fur is going to fly.
What are you going to do, Mick? Listen, some MTV girl works in a bar? What does she know about boxing?
I know. They're going to Vegas and getting paid to train year-round. Sounds a hell of a lot better than what you got him doing here.
You gonna let her talk like that to your mother?
Amy Adams, Melissa Leo, and Christian Bale are all up for Oscars for their supporting roles. Leo and Bale each earned a Golden Globe and a SAG award for their amazing performances.
So he's actually incredible freedom in playing Dickie in particular, because he's such a complex and loud and shy and just, man, an amazing character, you know, one in a million.
It was Alice Ward herself that led me to the inside of the character, and I will be forever grateful to her.
Ask him, George. Ask him if he would have won Sanchez without his brother.
No, I wouldn't have won Sanchez if it wasn't for Dickie.
The Fighter, one of 10 films nominated for Best Picture. Diane Thompson, KNX 1070 News Radio.